All right, you may be seated. And get your notepad, get your Bible out. Get your Bible out. Turn your Bible to John's Gospel, chapter 16. Living under the stewardship of the Holy Spirit. And by doing that, the Holy Spirit conducting, supervising, and managing our spiritual lives. Now, I want to make this statement. The Holy Spirit's job, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Is to bestow spiritual maturity in us if we let Him. Amen. Let me reread that. The Holy Spirit's job is to bestow spiritual maturity in us if we let Him. Now, I made three little statements that I think would clear it up and make you see the fantasy of immaturity in the spirit. We have to get off the Pharisee wheel. Amen. That's a statement that immaturity in the spirit realm. Or the, you remember the flying horses? Them horses go up and down. Yeah, get off of them spiritually. You remember the merry-go-round?
Yes, sir.
Round and round we go. Yeah, so you're so much greater than that, and you're so much more powerful. And so we'll be dealing with birthing, like a baby boy, birthing in the spirit. Yeah. We'll be dealing with building, blessing, understanding. The Holy Spirit will give you understanding of the statement, beloved. Boldness, all of these things we'll be dealing with, beyond, bringing, business, blocking, things that have been blocked from you, we'll deal with it, balance in the understanding of faith and understanding of how the spirit function, how the spirit operate. Look, this really is a maturity class.
Amen.
You understand? In John Gospel, Jesus prophetically talked about the stewardship of the Holy Spirit and what he was coming for. Now, mainly he was coming for maturity. For you to know how, listen, to live the supernatural life in a physical body.
Amen.
You heard me?
Yes, sir.
And so there's ways that the Holy Spirit can teach us. Now, if you notice in John 16, because I'm going to take you in Hebrews 5 again, because we got to see these things. These elementary things the church has been running around in, they're going to have to grow now and move out further in the spirit realm. Let me use a few more words here. Surrendering. Yielding. We're talking about spirit now, spirit wise. Flowing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another word is leading, being led. Guardians. Letting the Holy Spirit reveal your life stewardship to you. Letting the Holy Spirit reveal your life stewardship, how to manage your life properly the way God wants it managed. To you, and you and the Holy Spirit become one in the stewardship of your life.
Amen.
You and the Holy Spirit become one in the stewardship of your life. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
And I wrote, this is a stewardship that we must experience, that the world must experience from the church.
Amen.
When we walk in the spiritual maturity that God desires for us to walk in. Amen?
Amen.
So I can't get away from this, because in then John 16:12, you see that? What Jesus said, this statement was said over, Paul said it also. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now at that time, because the stewardship of the Holy Spirit as he is now was not there to that degree. The Spirit was there, but we're in another aspect of flowing with the Spirit now. But Jesus said and promised in the 13th verse, howbeit when he, and he notice what he called it. Yeah, all these lies around here, you better know the truth from a lie. I mean, boy, I've saw some beautiful lies. Dressed in the truth until you discern it. So he said, the Spirit of truth is come. And now we're talking prophetically, but we're talking about fulfilled also.
Amen.
You know, if you go to Acts 2, you see that the Holy Spirit really is here. Notice what he said now. He called him the Spirit of truth. How many of y'all want to live in the truth?
Amen.
Why? Thank you. Set you free. Amen. It's very simple. You ain't no, come in no college. Ain't no college degree. You don't need a college degree to know that if you're a Christian. You can't get true without you can't get free without the truth.
Amen.
That come from God.
Yes.
Anything not from God is facts.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
And some people living off facts think they're living off truth. But no, God back up truth. And so he says, he will guide you. Who will guide you? Into what? That's twice. See, maturity, substance,
yes, sir.
Could God Almighty,
yes,
is truth from God.
Amen.
Spiritual maturity is not dealing with natural age,
yes, sir. Come on.
Or natural understanding. It is a trust that is developed because of a divine insight,
yes, sir.
Given by God.
Amen.
The hostile world we're living in now, they're legalizing everything. Mm-hmm. Everything all right. But you have to be matured enough to step away,
yes,
and say, my God is going to take care of me.
Yes.
You must not become worried. You must not become fearful. You must not let them glory in your face. You have to know the life that you have,
yes, sir.
Is greater than any life that, yes. anyone can live.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You're living in the truth of God's word. The truth died for you on the cross,
yes.
and rose on the third day. That was the truth.
Amen.
All right, so... And then he said, for he shall not speak of himself, whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, he will show you, see? Underline that word, show you things to come. Then he said, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and do what?
Show.
And then he said, all things that the Father hath of mine, couldn't it? You know that's a statement? Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. All right? Now, in immaturity, that's not possible. Turn to Hebrews chapter 5. I don't care how much you say you're a Christian. If you don't get somewhere where you can get developed, where your faith can get stronger, your trust in God can get stronger by insight from his word, you're going to keep going around on the merry-go-round. Some things people think real deep and real strong in the spirit, but it's not. Let me show it to you. Now look in Hebrews 5:11. Now it's a kindred verse to that 12 verse we just went over, isn't it?
Yes.
How many see it?
Yes.
You got to see it now, because when I start talking about birthing, you got to be ready. You got to know the thing that I'm talking about. You can't birth them by yourself.
Yes.
You're going to have to grow in the spirit. Well, you can trust God, be led by the Spirit, yield, surrender,
yes.
let the Spirit guide you. This is a heavy traffic.
Yes, sir.
You have to know as you're traveling, because there's deception and lie that will try to throw you off and tell you the inventions are greater than the creation. Yes. They're not. They're trying that right now. You watch any television? What they putting on you? Everything polluted. I remember back 30 years ago, some of this stuff on television now, you know, and they're trying to slip everything on, everything legal, you know. They get in a commercial, two men that, you know, they're going on vacation. They're just slipping in on you. Yeah, this ain't real. It's not God. It's not God. But we have to be mature enough to handle it. Jesus said in the last days there's going to be a time like this. Men going to love of pleasure more than love of God. Seducing spirit, he talks about. So that's why you're the remnant of this church. Amen. Because you don't sit at home and watch TV and disrespect me. Amen. I know some of my members watching on the line, but they're not going to get as much as you're going to get. There's no way. You see? And so I have to mature you, to prepare you to let the Holy Spirit be the steward of your spirit.
Yes, amen.
And notice then in Hebrews 5:11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered. What he said? What that mean? Huh? Immature. Fast wheel, flying horse. For when the time you ought to be teaching, ye have need that one teach you again what be the first principles. The first principles of the oracles of God. Teach you what be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. And he's using that to verify going to a higher level in spirit. And everyone that uses milk is what? In the word of what? Why? But strong meat belongs to them that are full age. That means matured. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern the senses, both good and evil. Then these verses whooped me many years as the Baptist boy preaches. You go in the sixth chapter, he go talking about therefore leaving. Leaving? I never got there yet. Leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ. You ought to know the doctrine of Christ. Let us go on unto profession. That's another word describing maturity. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead work. Not laying again. Not laying again. Not over and over again. There's more. Tell somebody next to you, there's more.
There's more.
And a faith toward God. Faith toward God ought to be an automatic thing for you.
Yes.
You see it?
Yes.
Of the doctrine of baptism. Oh, my goodness. And of laying on hand. We real deep spiritual there. And of the resurrection of the dead. Now we're real deep. No, these should be normal.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Part of our lives as believers. We don't need to keep going around in circles trying to get what this means.
Yeah.
Of eternal judgment, and this is what we do if God permit. And then for it is impossible for those who was once enlightened have tasted the heavenly gift and was made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come, if they shall fall away. You ain't got no business falling away.
Yeah.
If you know, there's people, just the immature people falling. That's what's falling.
Yeah.
I turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. And I want you to write, birth in a thirst. Birth in a thirst. You're thirsty for him.
Yes, sir.
And that's what the Holy Spirit will do in your stewardship. He will birth a thirst and a hunger in you for the things of God. More than anything else.
Yes, sir.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And you cannot get there by just reading the Bible. The Holy Spirit in his stewardship place a divine thirst, a hunger on the inside of you for more of him. So religiously, you're not going to get it. It's got to come through revelation. It got to come from what we're doing here now. But birthing, like a baby, birthing a thirst. It has to be birth. It can't be borrowed. You can't be beaten into it. It's a birth. It's a spiritual birth. A hunger that and a thirst that you want him more than anything else. Look at John chapter 7, verse 37. John 7, 37. Let's look at this a minute. And now, all right, the Holy Spirit said, now look, put this in your note because this is foundational. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16 will never manifest in the church in immaturity, in ministers. You got it?
Yes,
sir. See, the only reason the church is immature is because ministers are immature.
Yes, sir.
And because people will follow if they got somewhere to go.
Yes, sir.
And they will grow and they will develop. I've seen this over the years. I've seen people grow. And so that maturing there in that Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, where every joint supply, where a person become spiritual enough to know their place in the business of God.
Amen.
And know what to do. And know how to do it. And know how to trust the Holy Ghost to help them. You're not going to ever enjoy your life as a Christian just being a church member.
Yes,
you're not going to ever just singing songs. You have to know him not only personally,
yeah,
but you got to know him presently.
Yes.
Yes. To come in, know how to get in God's presence by yourself.
Yes.
You have to come to know how to prevail over impossible problems.
Yes.
Write that down. Prevail, that's what maturity is about. Prevailing over impossible problems. That's what maturity will do for you.
Amen.
It'll keep you pregnant in every season of the year. You don't get pregnant just at Easter and Christmas and holidays. You're pregnant all the time with his presence. So you're ready to birth at any minute. You're ready to birth something supernatural. You're ready to birth a miracle. You're ready to birth. That's why he permitted that to happen. So you can birth it so that what's trying to happen can know you've met your match now. You're not supposed to be a crybaby. You're supposed to grow from everything that messed with you.
Amen.
You're supposed to grow from it.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Now, I mean, here we have here. My goodness. John 7, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. We're talking about a birth and a thirst. And that the Holy Spirit, living under the Holy Spirit stewardship. All right, you living under his stewardship, something come up. You think he know what to do?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
But if you immatured, the way he gonna tell you to do it, it's not going to synchronize with your senses.
Right.
And your two cousins next door.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to be willing to turn your back on both of them and your senses,
yeah,
to flow with the Spirit. That's why he's able to do it by faith.
Yeah.
Immature people cannot rise in faith.
All right.
Faith walk in midair.
Yes,
trust in God.
Yes.
And he'll bring you out. That's what my sister there, they want to check. Do a biopsy. She said, no. Now somebody said, oh girl, you might die.
Oh, that's good.
No, she poisoned, she ain't, that's why she ain't told you.
Exactly.
Sometimes two together is a mess. Sometimes it's got to be you and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Because people get scared,
yep,
well, what's happening to you?
Yeah.
And they put that fear on you and then you can't hear the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Say this. I must.
Hear.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
At all times.
At all times.
And if you listen, he'll tell you what to do.
Yes, sir.
Because that's his job. The Holy Spirit was sent to be stewards over our lives.
Yes.
In the Spirit.
Amen.
How many see that? All right, you're in 10th grade in school, and you've been trying to pass to go to 11th grade. They keep telling you, come back telling you, you're a 10th grade student. Now you're on racism, you're going to call a lawyer, you're going to call everybody else. Why don't you fight like that in the spirit realm? See, people holding me down. I don't see my way out. Well, get out of 10th grade.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
Stop listening to all that stuff on TV about sending you water and handkerchief and all that stuff. Learn for yourself what to do. Grow up. Do like my sister did. I keep talking about her testimony. Do what she did. She wrapped that handkerchief around her breath.
Yes.
Trust in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Shh, man. Look at the 37th verse. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood. Who stood?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. That ought to make you excited right there.
Yes.
Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man, now watch what he said. If any man thirst.
Yeah.
Now he's saying, if you're not thirsty, don't even come bothering me.
Yeah.
Let him come unto me and drink. Then he said, he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow maturity after maturity. Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
In the spirit.
Because
yes, that river of living water is maturity, is the spirit overflowing, showing, speaking, teaching, guiding, leading. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's talk about that birth. And let's talk about, I was trying to find a way to say this, but I turn to 1 Corinthians. Building. We'll give you two scriptures there. 1 Corinthians. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Chapter 4. Listen, building a spiritual foundation by knowing how to tap in revealed mysteries. See, the Holy Spirit, he revealed mysteries that you're not going to be able to catch. Kingdom mysteries that you're not going to be able to catch just because you read the scripture. Building a spiritual foundation by knowing how to tap in revealed mysteries. Here in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. You see that?
Yes.
Moreover, it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. And I think this faithfulness here is to continue to grow and continue to develop, continue to be hungry, continue to be thirsty, because church members are going to stop you.
Yeah.
Did you like to tell you? You're a God nut. Do you like you for help? They call you a hell nut. You a hell nut. We're going to see who's a nut. And you cannot mature on opinion. That Matthew 16, when Jesus started acting the other people who he was, they were guessing and giving their opinion. But when he came on one who had the Holy Spirit with spiritual stewardship, he said, "Thou art a Christ." He said, "All right, I'm going to give you the keys then." See, there's some keys you're not going to get until you mature at a certain level. I'm so elated today. I ministered to my ministers of 80-something churches today. Had 104 people on the line. Some of my students here, I congratulated them because they very seldom miss an impartation. They always be over 100. Then we got about 140, 107, but 104 at 1 o'clock in the day. Amen. And they were on the line. You see what I'm saying? But I want a mature minister where ministers can mature in the apostolic and the prophetic to be able to just train God people, tell them, say, "You're not out of wax. It just, you need to understand some better things and go farther and deeper. Don't get impatient." And I feel the presence of God. God won't sit on this place because he's looking. He's only going to have a remnant of matured people. It's a remnant. God, I see in the scripture, God deal with remnant. Yes, because he got so many renegades. Yes, and, you just make sure you be in the number. Amen. That you can grow and develop. So there in Matthew 16, 15 through 19, you see that... Now, blessing flows. What I said?
Blessing flows.
When you learn how to keep your life in a kingdom stewardship position. Blessing flows. When you learn how to keep your life in a kingdom stewardship position. Look at Matthew 6:33. You remember many years ago I had that revelation of that one word gift, and I still remember the number of the other word. I think it, he said, "You do one." That's not the one I was given. Oh, I'm on another verse. Yeah, I'm thinking about Matt. I'm thinking about Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given. How God overpowers us when we do what he tells us to do. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So the word first there is important.
Yes, sir.
But blessing flow when you learn how to keep your life in a kingdom stewardship position. When you keep him first, that's an attitude or a anointing of maturity. Look at Matthew 13, I believe it's verse 11 and 12. He talks about the kingdom, and Luke 17, 21. Look at Luke 17, 21 verse. People looking everywhere, Christians looking everywhere. They're trying to find an answer.
Yeah.
Look at Luke 17. Look at Luke 17, 21. Why are you out there looking everywhere like other people?
Wow.
Now should they say, "Lo here, lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you."
Yeah.
See, but you have to mature. If you don't mature, you're going to be out in the line with the rest of them.
Yeah.
Trying to find an answer somewhere. No, you have the answer living on the inside of you.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So neither shall they say, "Lo here, lo there." You can't, when you mature, they can't pull you off track.
Yes, sir.
They don't care you, they don't tell you how square you are.
Right.
You know, you're not even a know, man. Come on, you got to come have a little fun. Is this fun dishonoring God? See, we're talking about spiritual here now.
Yeah.
We're talking about being spiritual. We're talking about holiness again.
Yes.
And sanctification.
Yeah.
You can't do that unless you're in a certain spiritual mode from the Holy Ghost. Flowing, blessing flowing. Blessing flow. Now. Test, trial, temptation, accusation, attacks, etc. Spiritual maturity now. Some of y'all probably here, some of listening to me going through some things. All right. I want the first word I want you to hear it clear. John used it more than anybody else. but I wanted to have some emphasis tonight, beloved.
Hallelujah.
By keeping your love anchors down, no matter what happened, having proper stewardship in the time of trouble.
Wow.
Keeping your love anchors for God down. Now, help me hold it, show this. Just let me take a little side journey here. I got my staff and we're reading a book, The Keepers on One Accord, and we have a code word for every lesson. And people have to know that your sin nature have been taken care of in your spirit.
Right.
And know the difference between sin and sins.
Yeah.
Singular sin.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You've been born again, right?
Yes, sir.
That's taken care of.
Yes, sir.
Sin is your soul and your body sometimes coming out of wax.
Right.
You got to bring them back.
Right.
So with the Holy Spirit stewardship, He will help you do that.
Amen.
And see, so most Christians are vagabonds. They don't know what to do. They talk that trash, but they don't know what to do.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Repent shouldn't be no bad word to you.
Yeah.
It's one of the best words you know.
Yes.
You know, oh, I don't want to talk about no repent. What? Now that's immature.
Yes.
Hear the word, hear the password God can give you.
Yes.
And you talking about, I don't want you to repent. What you want to hear?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? It's not a, see, because you think it's such a deep doctrine.
Yeah.
It's baby food.
Yeah.
Repentance is baby food in the spirit.
Wow.
Yeah, give me a whole cup of that. You know, I need it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't got to be worried about it. Then, because if you don't, you're going to be condemned. All right. Romans chapter 5. You in trouble? Thank God. What did he say? Romans chapter 5. Hallelujah. And I want you to think, I want you to know you're beloved. You're loved. God love you. Say, God love me. See, don't let your shortcoming rob you of the love of God. The love of God, the very thing going to get you out of that.
Yes.
Look at this first verse and listen as we go. Therefore, being justified by what?
Faith.
We have what?
Peace
with
God.
How? Now, notice what verse 2 says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. What?
Yes.
Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Now we're all in James chapter 1 now. Go over to James chapter 1. We're coming back here, but go to James because I think the Holy Spirit won't show us the lesson. Yeah, because everybody goes through something sometime.
Yes, yes.
It's not what you go through, it's how you go through it.
Yes.
You understand me?
Yes.
Let me get Brother James here. Let him speak up in your heart here tonight. Because you say, I don't know why I'm going through all this. Yeah, you're going through it probably because you were told something you didn't hear. And now I'm here telling it again. Are you hearing it?
Yes, sir.
Grow up.
Yes, sir.
You know, man, I'm getting real childish. Grow up or throw up. Don't return to your own vomit. That was Revelation talking about. Grow up, man. Grow up. Look at James 1. James 1, we're going back to Romans now. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting my brethren. Call them brethren, right?
Yes.
Brethren, so just some brethren.
Yes.
Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Boy, I first read that at the Baptist, I said, what is this Bible talking about now? But then it said the third voice.
Yes.
Now, that them two words in the third verse, they are matured.
Yeah.
Maturity. See, when you know, that you know.
Yes.
That you know.
Yes.
Knowing this, that the trying of your faith work is patient. But don't panic. Let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect. Now that's maturing now.
Yes.
And what? Entire. What?
Wow.
Wanting what?
Nothing.
Then he says, if any of you lack wisdom,
yes,
let him ask of God.
Absolutely.
And see, I got a problem here I can't solve. So you ask God for wisdom.
Yes.
And wait.
Yes, sir.
Somebody will call you and give you the answer, don't know your problem.
It's true.
The man drop a package off to your house and say 4 or 5 words, that was your answer. If you're matured enough. Now, if you got to have the bishop with his collar and everything over you, yeah, you're the great God, you better listen. God ain't just you no bishop. You better listen. My goodness. If you lack wisdom, let us ask of God that give it to all men liberally. Look, he's a good God that give it to all men liberally. And I pray not it shall be given him. But then he says this, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers, see, immature. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Immature. But let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. He too immature. So you're double-minded. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. See, as you grow, you can't be double-minded because you know there's only one answer. Even though 9 problems going on, but you know there's an answer. And that answer can handle it. All right, go back to Roman quickly. Go back to Roman quickly. And let me finish reading here. So it's almost James 1 and this verse 3 saying the same thing. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation work is patient experience. What?
Yes, sir.
And that's what I was saying to the minister. See, you got 3 routes to get up the stairs.
Go ahead.
You can go up the stairs, walk, get you some exercise, and hit every step. Or you can get on the escalator and stand on one step. Or you can go in the elevator and hit a button. But you really don't know how you got up there.
Go ahead, Apostle. Go ahead.
And you didn't do it. So you don't have no experience. So when the wind go to blowing, you're looking for a button. So you have to learn. In maturity, you have to take it step by step. And the Bible says the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord and he's delighted in all his ways.
Yes, amen.
Even if he made a mistake.
Yes.
Because he's still permitting the Lord to lead him.
Yes.
Into green pasture.
Thank you,
Lord. So to mature, for the Holy Spirit to be your steward, you cannot ride the escalator. Get out of the elevator and learn your steps one by one. And then you'll find yourself, you beat the guy who was on the escalator. And you got to the 16th floor before the elevator got up there. Because he has ways of doing things, but he wants you, there's certain things you have to know. In maturity, the body of Christ practically always going to be a baby. The majority of the body of Christ? Oh yeah, because they don't have the gunk in them. They want convenience.
Right.
They don't want sacrifice. They just want you to say something over me. That's your maturity. Have you ever at a time come to a grip with something in school or in your marriage or anything? I want to know this for myself.
Yes.
It's nothing like knowing for yourself.
Yes.
And especially in this walk with God, this walk of faith, there's certain things you need to know for yourself. All right, let me finish it and give you one more. He said, in hope, verse 5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. See, so that Holy Ghost love there, beloved. Look in Romans, I can't pass this one. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Maturing in the things of God is so important, and you cannot mature without the Holy Spirit. You just can't take your Bible and mature.
Amen.
You just can't tell what church you go to and mature.
Right.
No, the Holy Spirit is the only one that can help you to mature. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now here in Romans 8, and I read this, and I got happy by myself. Verse 35. Romans 8, 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So that who don't exist. All right. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, try to name everything, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter, so we can be the resurrected lamb.
Yeah.
So there are some things come upon us that we can die to certain things.
I,
even in my own life, many things have come. Certain things you have to die to, or you can't grow.
Yeah.
Lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets you. We got to get rid of this.
Amen.
You about to be go to the next class. You can't take this in the next class. They're just going to laugh at you. Talk about how I'm going to make it. You can't take how I'm going to make it in this next grade. So you have to had some experience.
Yeah.
That the Lord has made a way, I don't know how.
Yeah.
Not that the Lord will make a way somehow. That the Lord have made a way and I don't know how, but I know he did it.
Yeah.
You got to have some of that experience in your maturing.
Yes,
my goodness. Look what he says. Nay, or no, in all these things. What thing? Thing we just read. We are more than conquerors through him that loveth. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angel, good God Almighty, nor principalities,
yes,
nor power,
yes, sir,
nor thing present, nor things to come, nor height, no depth,
hallelujah,
nor any other creature,
yes,
covering everything, isn't it,
yes,
shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So when I'm going through these things, I'm not going to let them separate me. I'm not going to let them make me a crybaby. I'm not going to tell everybody my problem. Sometimes the reason you don't get healed, you tell too many people. You got too many people praying. And some of them praying as crazy as a Bessie bug in a hailstorm. Lord, Lord, help her. She might not make it, but help her. Help her. How old she is, Lord? Oh, my Lord. You've been good to her, Lord. I want you praying for me. Hold that prayer. Hold that prayer right there. I don't need that prayer. Hold that prayer right there. Hold that prayer. Jesus Christ. Now, there's a certain element in maturing from the stewardship of the Holy Spirit of boldness. You're going to have to, turn to Ephesians 6, you're going to have to be bold in the Spirit.
Amen.
Now, we're not talking about being a bully.
Yeah.
We're talking about a boldness to know how to stand when the wind is blowing in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, I love that. I felt that. When the wind is blowing in the wrong direction, I must have a boldness
in my maturity
to stand my ground. If not, this is what I'm hearing. I didn't know this. If not, if you don't have that type of maturity from the stewardship of the Holy Spirit, Satan will be a bully in your life. Because he's a bluffer and he's a hustler. Because he know you, he can't whip you, but he don't want you to know. And so, you know, I know the Bible said, blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. But sometimes, Hebrews 4:16. Boldly. Sometimes we need some boldness.
Yes,
and see, bullies don't know nothing about no meekness. I don't want to fight. I just want to be a friend. No, bullies need to be stopped.
Yes.
So you need to have boldness to believe that what God said, he will bring it to pass.
Yes.
You have to have boldness over fear.
Yes.
Boldness over doubt.
Yes.
Boldness over a bad report.
Yes.
Sometimes it's time to stop reading what other people said about it. And just hear what the Lord said. My goodness. What a powerful. So in Ephesians 6:10, you know, it talks about the arm of God. Boldness must constantly be released in your stewardship of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the defense of the cross. Boldness must constantly be released in your stewardship of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the defense of the cross. Paul did it all the time. Don't be ashamed. I don't know. Now, well, watch what the Christian world said. What if I tell you I'm obsessed by God? I'm obsessed. I mean, obsessed. I can't do without Him. I can't go a long time. See. Look at you. See. And I really didn't know what it was until I read a secular book. But I'm obsessed with God.
Yes.
Not success with God. Because God, everything in God. My watch it, I'm finna smack you. That's why I am not average. And nobody sitting up in here wants to be average. And you were not made to be average, but you're gonna have to learn how to be bold without being ugly. I'm not talking about being ugly to people and just running over people. I'm talking about knowing how to stand, and after you've done all the stand up. You should keep standing. You follow me? Well, let's just read this. Let's read it in our clothes. Let's read this. See, you're gonna have to. The immaturity will not produce boldness. I've been some places people would have run me off. I used to tell my boys, we'd cut a corner, we was preaching. I was preaching 2 or 3 times every week, going to different states, just flying, hundreds of hours, just flying. We'd turn around, big church boy, we'd turn around. I'd look at my boys. I said, look, these just people in here. Let's go do this thing.
Yes,
they'll tell you, Junior said, I said, just people, boys, all right. I was training them. I went there, bold as a lion. So sometime when they found out they couldn't control you, they didn't send for you no more. But I didn't want to go back nowhere. I was in a church one time, and nobody had no Bible, and nobody was paying attention. So Junior was following me, my son. So I had some hope, you know. And it was so dead and dry in that church, Junior closed his Bible. I said, oh, geez. I went to another church and got out the car. And all the choir members, they're running out there with their robe half off. They have sung, and now they're leaving. I said, Junior, what? All these robes, where these people going? He said, Junior, try to talk to me, though, Junior, because he know. I said, call Mitch. Tell him, no, don't shut the plan down. These people don't want the word. And so Junior said, but Dad, I said, what? He said, you know, you got a lot of partners here. Come when you go to a meeting. So he calmed me down. I went on and preached. You know? They done sung. They done sung the song. They leaving. And they some superstar. I shut them down sometime. I shut them down, and I'm going. I was in the church. They're just singing. Just singing. Now, they knew they wasn't supposed to sing that many songs. They're just singing. I said, Lord, let them have no anointing. Boy, they was hustling, man. He was hitting the key. Nothing came in. I went to another church, almost called the state, and they had this popular singer there. She used to stir them folks up with her song. And she was up there trying to stir them up. I just sat there. I ain't moved. And boy, she pulled every button, squeal every way. And nobody, nothing happened. And the people was, what happened? Because she used to go there and, what you call, tear the church up. But God wanted some word to go in that church. But I got up, the Holy Ghost hit.
Amen.
Yeah, so I don't, that's why I don't even be concerned about it. All right, let me try to close. I got a few minutes here. I'm in 10th verse. Find out, my brother, and be strong in the Lord. Ephesians 6:10. That's where I'm at.
Yes.
Find out, my brother, and be strong in the Lord. Remember what I said in the power of his might. That's immature not to remember what I said. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spirits of wickedness in the high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about with what? That they say I'm true. Having on what? The breastplate of what?
Christ.
And your feet shall be what?
Shall.
Above all what?
Taking
the shield of faith. Well, we should be able to do what?
Win.
And take what else?
Win.
And what else?
Win.
What else?
Win.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all. That's one thing. Praying in the Spirit and watching. With all persevering means you got to keep pressing.
Amen.
And supplication for all sin. And for me, that utterance may give in me, that I may open my mouth squirrely to make known the mysteries of God. Now, one thing you do know at this church, you don't have a squirrel.
Amen.
And I will not. I refuse to be intimidated, because there's too much at stake, and God have such a great, listen to me, I want y'all to hear this, the remnant. Assignment on us.
Yes.
This assignment, oh my God.
Amen.
This assignment with ministries around the world. All these years, I got some people been with me 37 years. All these years, God's been building us for this moment.
Yes.
I don't know what we're doing. But, the mass ungodliness that is coming on the system now, only matured Christian gonna be able to stand their ground. You just can't be a Bible reader. That's why I'm teaching this. You just can't be a Bible. You gotta have a boldness. Then the next word is beyond the natural or normal life coming to you now. Beyond the natural or normal life coming to you now, here's how to keep it activated. Romans 8:26-28. You have to know the mind of the Spirit, the will of God, and the purpose of God, and how powerful is the love of God. Romans 8:26-28. Let me give you two more, because I don't want to take them home. Bringing the superior out of your interior to manifest and demonstrate his goodness and mercy in your life, that all men, I'll go back over it, may see and hear how good a father he is.
Yes.
Now notice where it's coming, notice where maturity comes from.
Interior.
Within. See, bringing the superior out of your interior to manifest and demonstrate his goodness,
yes,
and mercies in your life, that all men may see and hear, of how good a father he is. Two scriptures, 1 John 4:4, you've overcome them little children, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. and 1 John 5:5. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. All right? Now, business cannot be as usual.
Amen.
For it's time for it, your time, to unfold life unusual that is granted you through the cross. Business cannot be as usual, for it's your time to unfold life unusual that is granted to you through the cross. Luke 2:49, you remember Jesus said, hey, woman, don't you know it's time to be about my Father's business? Acts 6:3, he pointed certain men over the business. Romans 12:11, 1 Thessalonians 4:11. I'm trying to get the one for my time up. Now listen very carefully. Blocking stewardship is one of the biggest deceptions of the enemy. But tonight the Holy Spirit exposed him and give us a solution. Blocking stewardship. You want to block your stewardship. You want to block your, how you can conduct yourself. How you going to supervise your life. How you going to manage your life. He don't want you to know that he can't make you do nothing. That he's not your master, you're his master. But you have to mature. And then you get to the point where you enjoy God. You enjoy fellowship. You enjoy sitting down under the foot of an instructor for the Lord.
Yes.
It's not a task. You know what I'm saying? So get these scriptures down. Luke 16:10-12. And then I gave you already 1 Corinthians 4:1-2. You got that already. Let's look at 16:10-12 and we'll close. Because it's very important about stewardship here. It's a lesson on stewardship, but there's some statement made here. You can read the whole thing and see what happened. But there's some statement made here that I think is important for us to close with. Luke 16:10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Powerful statement. And he that unjust in the least is unjust also in much. So, if you stay unjust, you can't be put over much. Because, I mean, you didn't pass the test. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit your trust? The true riches. Now, I have a revelation here. I don't know. I've been having. Have you passed the money test? Are you still immature in money? See? Because that's part of your stewardship. And he said, if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who should give you that which is your own? So what I've been having to do, train LTMA, lighting the torches of ministry around the world, to do what I did, stay faithful. Don't ever make no excuses, because God can make a way out of no way. You heard that? And I'm not saying that in any immature. I've seen it over and over again. I've seen walls everywhere. I've seen gates locked and doors with bars on them. But God always opened them up. He's a good God, isn't he? And I definitely want you, I'm going to teach some more on this, because I want you to just step by step see how powerful maturity really is.
Yes,
but you cannot become matured without the Holy Spirit. So we're talking about Holy Spirit maturing. Being matured by the Holy Spirit. And then when that happens, you'll love it. They got people in you already matured in the Spirit. And they love God. In his very room. They love God. But and they don't need nobody to tell them. They don't need nobody to pat them on the back. They just love God.
Yeah.
You need to be the same way.
Yeah.
All right? All right. Get your envelope and get ready to give.